Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Last week, we were airing our question and answer series with Dr. Bloom responding to questions submitted by our listeners. Let's listen to Dr. Bloom's responses as we continue with our series. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Far above the works of man, its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can.
And that's where it needs to be, in the home. So husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, and that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. We are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his mother and father, shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Oh, now I tell you what, if we went to a national organization of women's meeting, they would not like that last verse there. But the truth of the matter is, it's still, as we said earlier, just as inspired as John 3:16. As much a part of the Bible and as much true as John 3:16. Now, so often, the passage I just read to you, Ephesians 5:22 through 23, is used to speak of the marital relationship, of which it is godly instruction that ought to be followed. However, that is the secondary teaching of the text. Verse 32 was the key. He was speaking concerning Christ and the church. In other words, marriage is to be a picture of the relationship of Christ in the church, and really of Christ and his relationship to the individual. So it's a type of our salvation. Do you remember Moses in the wilderness? The first time they needed water, the Lord told him to hit the rock, and he did. And there was a picture of the cross, the Lord's one-time sacrifice for all sin, for all time. The second time they needed water, God told him to speak to the rock. Instead, Moses struck the rock a few times in indignation. But that indignation was against the sin of the people. God would not allow Moses to go into the promised land as a result. Although he had not committed the sins as the people had committed sin, and he was really mad because of the people's sin when he did this thing God had told him not to do. You see, Moses broke a type of Christ. He broke a type of calling upon the Lord for salvation, and the fact that Christ should not be crucified afresh, as we read in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. That is why the Bible says what it says about divorce. It is a picture of the relationship between the believer and Jesus Christ. Now in verse 25 here of Ephesians, the husband loves the wife as Christ loved the church. How did he love the church? He gave himself for it. The wife is to be submitted to the husband because she's a picture of the believer's responsibility to be submitted to Christ. Now imagine a man and a woman get married. One of them says, I love you. You are definitely my favorite. Now, I have three others also that I love, but not as much as I love you. Now, I will stay with them on different evenings. However, I'm going to give you at least 2 evenings to each one I give them. Well, of course, that is absurd. The marriage vow says, forsaking all others, I'll keep myself to thee only so long as we both shall live. It is that one partner alone. In like manner, come to Christ, you are entering a relationship that is even more important than your marriage. The idea above is that a woman is submitted to her husband because she is submitted to Christ, and therefore she is pleasing Christ. She loves her husband, but she does it in obedience to Christ. The husband loves the wife and gives himself for her, and is even willing to die for her because he loves Jesus Christ, and he's doing it in obedience to him. Now, both of them do it in demonstration of what a marriage in Christ is to be. Realizing their marriage is a testimony of the relationship between Christ and the believer. Now that takes us to the word repent. Repentance is not doing anything. It is not a deed, act, work, or religious rite. It is a change of direction in one's heart. It is basically the attitude of the heart in which one is turning from sin and self, but they are turning to God. And of course, that implies changing your mind. Take your hand and place it with the palm directly facing you as you look at a mirror. Now turn your hand 180 degrees, that is, till the palm has turned the opposite direction of your face. That is the idea of turning from sin and self. And to explain further, you turn from sin, but the sin is on your hand. So you cannot get rid of it yourself. To get the sin from your hand, you'll need to cut off your hand. But then, there's no more hand. If I die in my sin, I pay the penalty for my sin for eternity. Although Christ made the entire payment, my refusal to accept it means I'm responsible for it. Your sin is attached to you, and you were born with a sin nature. In turning to Christ, you are turning to him to take away your sin, to cleanse you of your sin by his precious blood. This also means you're waiting and willing for him to do whatever it takes. Now, if I need surgery, the doctor shows me the proof. Then he shows me that he can do it. And I can fully believe in a serious and honest, thoughtful manner that he can do it. However, if he then says, I'll set the date, and that date is for Monday, such and such time, and I refuse to allow him to do it, then I only believed him with my head. I did not believe him in my heart. Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart, that is the inner man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Notice, we believe unto righteousness, not just believe. We are believing in the righteousness of Christ. Philippians 3:9, Apostle Paul said he wouldn't be found in him not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. So he was believing so that the faith or the righteousness of Christ would be added to his account. He was believing unto righteousness. Now, again, a heart belief is one that trusts with their life. When I tell the surgeon to go ahead, it is now more than a serious head belief. I believe it with my heart. Now, when one tells the other they love them and they want to marry them, they show their belief by accepting the proposal. They believe in that person and are willing to trust no one else and leave all others for the joy and companionship of that one person. Now, you see, this is turning from my will. In marriage, the wife is to what? Submit. The wife in the marriage relationship represents the believer. Therefore, in turning to Christ, it is turning from my self-will and sin and turning to Him. Will I sin after I'm saved? Oh, yes. 1 John 1, 8-10 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. I think that's pretty plain, don't you? Now, again, using the marriage analogy. If I give my word to love, honor, and cherish till death do we part, and we enter that relationship, are we always 100% loving, cherishing, and honoring? No. Yet, we entered that relationship with our heart. We did forsake to come to Him. And that's what we're doing coming to Jesus Christ. So, what is happening here? He confronts me with my sin. It will not be until we get to heaven that the old sin nature is done away. Victory over sin in the believer's life will always be according to his or her submission to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the words believe and faith have the similar idea. Again, the man says to the prospective bride, I'll love you forever with all my heart and seek to give you all that I can. I want you and you only for my wife, and I want to be forever. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now she's faced with, does she believe him? Does she take him at his word? Is it that which will be good for her? She only has his word. She cannot go into the future and see if 10 years from then he's a lazy bum or he's a womanizer or whatever. Now, she can't do that. She has to take him at his word and come back and make her decision based on his word. She must believe him and decide if she wants him. If so, it is faith or belief when she says yes. And when you enter a relationship like that, it does one thing. It changes your life. Now, you go from the single life to the marital life. Your life has changed. And, of course, those that have been single and then got married realize that that is quite a change, often a very drastic change. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
The earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.